بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who followed the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lesson, we went through the fourth principle, which is bayanul ilmi wal ulama wal fiqhi wal fuqaha, an explanation of knowledge and the people of knowledge and fiqh and the people of fiqh. وَبَيَانِ مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِهِمْ وَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ, and a clarification of those people who seek to resemble them and they are not from them. So in the previous lesson, we went through what makes up the knowledge which we should seek and who are the scholars or the people of knowledge that should be looked up to, and the knowledge is taken from them, and also the meaning of fiqh and fuqaha. And the author, may Allah have mercy upon him, he did this by going through a number of ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah, from ayah number 40 to ayah number 47. And these ayat, they begin with, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ. O Bani Israel, i.e. the Israelites, make mention of my blessing which I have bestowed upon you. And in this lesson, we come to the fifth principle of the six principles. And the author, rahimullah, he said, Al-Aslu al-Khamis, the fifth principle is Bayanullahi subhanahu lil-awliya, an explanation by Allah regarding the awliya. Wa tafriquhu baynahum wa bayna al-mutashabbihina bihim min a'da'ihi al-munafiqina wal-fujjar, and his distinction between them and between those who merely resemble them, whereas in reality they are his enemies, the hypocrites and the disobedient. وَيَكْفِي فِي هَذَا آيَةُ آلِ عِمْرَانِ, and the following verse or the following ayah in Surah Ali Imran is sufficient for this, meaning sufficient as a clarification for this. The saying of Allah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me, so Allah will love you. وَالْآيَةُ الَّتِي فِي الْمَائِدَةِ, and the ayah which is in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the statement of Allah the Most High, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. O people of Iman, whoever amongst you abandons his religion, Allah will bring forth in place of them a people he will love and who will love him. And also the ayah in Surah Yunus, وَهِيَ قَوْلُهُ, and it is his saying, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Verily, the awliya of Allah, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. He then said, ثُمَّ صَارَ الْأَمْرُ عند أكثر من يدعي العلم وأنه من هداة الخلق وحفاظ الشرع إلى أن الأولياء لا بد فيهم من ترك اتباع الرسول. He said this then changed with most of the people who claim to have knowledge, and they claim they are the one who guide creation and they are the protectors of the Sharia. They consider the awliya to be those who abandon following the sunnah. وَمَنِ اتَّبَعُهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ, and that whoever follows the sunnah is not from the awliya. وَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ تَرْكِ الْجِهَادِ, and also that a person has to abandon jihad. فَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ, so whoever fights jihad is not from the awliya. وَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ تَرْكِ الْإِيمَانِ وَالتَّقْوَى, and that a person has to abandon iman and a person has to abandon التَّقْوَى. فَمَنْ تُقَيَّدَ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالتَّقْوَى فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ, so whoever holds on firm to iman and taqwa, then he is not from the awliya. The author, rahimullah, he said, يَا رَبَّنَا إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ الْعَفْوَ وَالْعَافِيَةَ إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. He said, O our Lord, we ask you safety and pardoning Indeed, you are the one who hears and responds to the supplications. So this principle is a very important principle, and it is regarding the awliya. What is the meaning of wali, or what is the meaning of awliya, and what is the difference between a wali and somebody who claims to be a wali of Allah, and yet in reality he is from the enemies of Islam or from the disobedient people, from the people of fisq and fujur and an-nifaq. So the word awliya, this Arabic word awliya, it is a plural. And the singular is wali. Wali is one and awliya are many. And the word wali or awliya, it comes with three main meanings. So this word wali or awliya, it centers around three main meanings, three other words. And they are an-nasir, al-qarib, al-muhib. An-nasir, the one who aids and supports. Al-qarib, the one who is near. And al-muhib, the one who loves. So the word wali, awliya, it revolves around these three meanings, which is an-nasir, al-qarib, al-muhib, the one who aids and supports, and the one who is close, and the one who loves. And the opposite of wali is udu, which is an enemy. So we say wali and udu. Wali is the one who, as I mentioned, an-nasir, al-qarib, al-muhib, and the udu is opposite to this. So in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Man wala fillahi wa aada fillahi." Whoever has wilaya for the sake of Allah, and whoever has idawa for the sake of Allah, two opposites, wali and udu. So the wali is an-nasir, the one who gives aid and victory. The adu is the mukhaddil, the one who betrays. The wali is al-qarib, the one who is close. And the udu, the enemy is al-ba'id, the one who is far away from you. The wali is al-muhib, the one who loves another. And the adu, the enemy, is al-mubghid, the one who hates. Meaning total opposites. And this principle, us knowing and understanding the meaning of wali and awliya, and who they are, what are their characteristics, what is the difference between a wali and person who merely claims al-wilaya, is important, especially today, for two main reasons. The first reason why this principle is important is because the majority of shirk which is occurring today, if not all of shirk which is occurring today, is because people don't understand the concept of the wali and the awliya. So they exaggerate when it comes to the status or the rights or the rank of the awliya. In fact, as you know, and we've studied this previously, the asl, the main cause of shirk and the first cause of shirk, was with regards to exaggerating the rights of the awliya. And this is the first instance of shirk which ever took place in the ummah throughout mankind. And that is that Adam alayhi salam, for 10 generations, there was only Tawheed. So there was sinning would take place, but this sinning never reached the level of shirk. And this was for 10 generations. And then after this, the qawm of Nuh alayhi salam, they came. And they started setting up idols and gods. After Nuh alayhi salam, they started setting up idols and gods. And this was now the first instance of a shirk. And there was five main idols or five main gods which the people after Nuh alayhi salam, they set up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions these five idols. That Nuh alayhi salam, when he came to the people and he advised them to leave the false deities, they said, وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ أَلِهَتَكُمْ. His enemy said, do not leave your idols. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيْعُوقَ وَالنَّسْرًا. And do not abandon these five. These five names, and these were the names of the big gods of the deities at that time. And they are Wad and Suwa' and Yaguth and Ya'uq and Nasr. These five names, they were idols and gods who the people after Nuh alayhi salam, they had set up, and they were worshipping them and slaughtering them, slaughtering for their sake and in their name, like the people do today with different gods, deities, entities and idols. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, he mentions regarding these five idols. And the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari. So this hadith, this narration is in Sahih Bukhari. He said, هَذِهِ أَسْمَاءُ قَوْمٍ رِجَانِ الصَّالِحِينَ, that these five idols were actually names of five righteous people. So there were five righteous people, meaning they were awliya of Allah. They were the worshippers of Allah. They were people of At-Tawheed. They were righteous, pious people. مِنْ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ, from the tribe of Nuh alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا هَلَكُوا أَوْحَى الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ, so when these five righteous awliya, when they died, then shaitan came to their followers. And he enticed the followers, أَنِنْصِبُوا إِلَىٰ مَجَالِسِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا يَجْلِسُونَ فِيهَا, that the followers of these five righteous people should set up representations or sittings or images or shapes or idols in memory of these five righteous people. So shaitan never came to their followers and said, start worshipping them straight away, or that take them as your gods. He only said that, look, these were five righteous people. They were awliya of Allah. They should have a special status amongst us. They should have a special status in your hearts. So the gatherings which they used to have, then you need to have a gathering in memory of their gathering. And you need to have some form of representation, whether it's an image, or whether it's an idol, or whether it's a shape. وَسَمُّوهَا بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ, and then these gatherings or these representations, images or idols, give them the name of these five righteous people. So each of the followers of these five righteous people, they made a sitting or a gathering, and then they made an image or a representation or an idol, and then they gave that representation the name of the wali. But they were not worshipping them. They were just memories of them, good memories. And Ibn Abbas said, وَلَمْ يُعْبَدْ, and these five idols, they were not worshipped. حَتَّى هَلَكَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْقَوْمِ, until that generation then died. So you had the five righteous people, and then shaitan came to the followers of the five righteous people and said, set up this thing for them. Even at this stage, they were not worshipped. Then the followers died. Then the next generation came. When the next generation came, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah said, حَتَّى إِذَا هَلَكَ أُولَٰئِكَ وَنُسِيَ الْعِلْمُ عُبِدَتْ, then when that generation died, and then the next generation came, the second or the third generation now, and now knowledge was weakened and knowledge was forgotten, then they began worshipping those five idols. So those five idols, in essence, what were they? They were actually five righteous people. And the same is occurring today. So for example, Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, he is one of the greatest awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the greatest worshippers of Allah. So what did the Christians do after he died? Out of their love for him and their memory of him, they exaggerated his rights and his rank up until they began worshipping him and they made him to be the son of God. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our prophet, is the great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after he died, some people, out of their love for him and their veneration for him, they've exaggerated his right and they start diverting certain aspects of worship to him. And for example, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, one of the great awliya of Allah, after he died, people started exaggerating his rank and his rights until they started worshipping him. And the same with Ahlul Bayt, awliya of Allah. And the same with Abdul Qadir Jilani and Al-Badawi and Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, rahimahumullah, all of them are awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Righteous people, simple people, people used to worship Allah, people upon At-Tawheed. As soon as they passed away, then those who came after them and those who came after them exaggerated, venerated, up until they took them to a level in which they start worshipping them. So all of them were awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the first reason we need to understand who are the awliya, what are the characteristics of the awliya, and what are their rights. The second reason why we need to know who are the awliya, and we should be able to differentiate between the awliya and those who are not the awliya, is nowadays many people are being misguided because fulan, he is a wali of Allah. And if you don't listen to this wali of Allah, and if you don't follow him in his misguidance and in his disobedience and his innovations, then you're going to lose your business and there's going to be no blessings for you and you won't be able to have children and so on and so forth. And this is something which is occurring today. Even there's a local business here in Nelson, and they said that one of them approached us and they said, if you don't hang up pictures of this particular person, then your business will become bankrupt because he's a wali of Allah. And people, out of the respect for the awliya of Allah, which they have in their hearts anyway, they become attached to them and they start following them. Or for example, somebody will say, fulan, so and so, a particular miracle has happened at his hands, and therefore he is a wali of Allah. So if you don't give him money, and if you don't do this and this and this and follow him, then you are not a believer, or you don't have a taqwa, or you don't love the awliya, or you don't love Allah. So again, we need to understand, okay, who are the awliya? What does it mean for a person to be a wali? How does a person become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how can we differentiate between the awliya and between those people who try to resemble the awliya, they claim to be awliya of Allah, and they are not his awliya? And the author, rahimullah, he does this, he answers this question by mentioning ayats from the Qur'an, like he did with the previous principle. He mentions three ayats from the Qur'an. The first of them is in Surah Ali Imran, which is the third surah of the Qur'an, ayah number 31. The second of them is in Surah Al-Ma'idah, which is the fifth surah of the Qur'an, ayah number 54. And the last of them is Surah Yunus, which is the 10th surah of the Qur'an, ayah number 62. So the first ayah, which the author mentions to teach us who are the awliya of Allah, what are the characteristics of the awliya of Allah, is the saying of Allah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah says in the Qur'an, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the people, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah, if you claim to love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. Meaning follow me and my guidance, i.e. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow his sunnah. If you do this, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, then Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and then he will forgive for you your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, and Allah is Al-Ghafoor, the most forgiving, and he is Ar-Rahim, the one who bestows mercy. So in this surah, or in this ayah, there are a number of benefits. The first benefit of this ayah is that the indicator of a person loving Allah is how closely he follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah said, "In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni." Say to the people of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you claim to love Allah, then follow me. So the sign and the indicator of a person loving Allah is not merely what he says or the title that he gives, but how much he follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we do not affirm that a person is a wali of Allah because of a particular lineage. Just because somebody is from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is a sharif or shah or hashimi, we don't say that this means he is a wali of Allah. Or if a person had a dream, a person says, I had a dream in which al-wilaya was given to me. Or somebody else had a dream regarding him. Or he had an epiphany or a revelation or an inspiration. Or even if a person has a miracle. So people claim that so and so he has a miracle. Like you see sometimes today, if you go to somebody's house, there's a tomato with the name of Allah on it. Or there's a pumpkin, if you open it, and it says the name of Muhammad on it. And things like this. This is not an indicator that a person is a wali. This is not an indicator that he loves Allah or Allah loves him. The only indicator which we have that affirms the love of Allah for a person and that a person loves Allah is al-ittiba, fattabi'uni, that you should follow me. So if we see a person following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is an indicator of his love of Allah. Regardless of whether he has miracles or he doesn't have miracles, or he has dreams or he doesn't have dreams, and regardless of what his lineage is. And Ibn Kathir rahimullah, in the tafsir of this ayah, and write this as a reference. You can just say reference, tafsir Ibn Kathir. He has a beautiful statement regarding this ayah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you truly love Allah, follow me and He will love you. Ibn Kathir rahimullah, he said, هَذِهِ الْآيَةُ الْكَرِيمَةُ حَاكِمَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مَنِ ادَّعَى مَحَبَّةَ اللَّهِ. That this ayah, it is like a judge upon every person who claims the love of Allah, وَلَيْسَ هُوَ عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ الْمُحَمَّدِيَّةِ. And this person who is claiming the love of Allah, he isn't following الطَّرِيقَ الْمُحَمَّدِيَّةِ, either the way or the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And what does this ayah judge? فَإِنَّهُ كَاذِبٌ فِي دَعْوَى. That this person is a liar in that which he has claimed. Any person who claims to be a wali of Allah or has love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he isn't upon the prophetic methodology, he doesn't follow the tariq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this ayah says, إِنَّهُ كَاذِبٌ فِي دَعْوَى. That he is a liar in that which he has claimed. حَتَّى يَتَّبِعِ الشَّرْعِ الْمُحَمَّدِي. Until this person follows the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, والدين النبوي, and follows the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, في جميع أقواله وأحواله, in all of his statements and all of his actions. And Al-Imam Hassan Al-Basri rahimullah, he is from the Tabi'een, he mentioned why this ayah was revealed. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونُ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say to the people, if you claim to love Allah, then follow me. He said, زَعَمَ قَوْمٌ أَنَّهُمْ يُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. That a group of people, they claimed they loved Allah. فَبْتَلَاهُمُ اللَّهُ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. So Allah tested them with this ayah. That you claim to love Allah, the test of whether your love of Allah or whether your claim is true or not is whether you are following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And for this reason, the ulama, they call this ayah, ayatul imtihan. This ayah, it is called ayatul imtihan. And ayatul imtihan means the ayah which is a test. The ayah which is the criterion. If you want to differentiate between the wali of Allah and the udu of Allah, the wali of Allah and the enemy of Allah, then check this ayah. Implement this ayah upon the person who is claiming al-wilaya. If he is following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is a wali. If he isn't following the sunnah, he is upon shirk and bid'ah and khurafat and doesn't have taqwa and doesn't fulfill the commandments and opposes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is not a wali of Allah. And also from the benefits of this ayah is that whoever follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah loves that person. Because Allah said, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say to them, follow me, follow the sunnah, and Allah will love you and He will forgive your sins. So if you find a person and he is following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then know that Allah loves this person and Allah forgives his sins. And this is one of the greatest reasons, if not the greatest reason, why we should follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In everything, in our appearances, in our statements, in our manners and our morals, in our ibadat, in how we give da'wah, the men and the women, in every aspect of our lives, we should try to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Because the result is that Allah will love us and Allah will forgive us. And there is no other way to attain the love of Allah except through following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is the greatest reason to follow and implement the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Also from the benefits of this ayah is that this ayah contains an attribute of Allah which is al-muhabba, that Allah loves. So we believe in a God or a deity, we believe in the Creator, and this Creator and deity is a loving God, and He is a merciful God, and He is a compassionate God. And these are the names of Allah. So al-muhabba, love, this is from His attributes, as-sifat al-fi'liya, from His attributes and His actions, that Allah does the action of loving. And also from His attributes is that He is pleased, and He is ar-raheem, He is most merciful. He's Ar-Rahuf. He is compassionate. And these are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nobody should think that the attributes of the names of Allah, all of them are regarding punishment and harshness, and He's only Ash-Shadeed. No, not like this. In fact, the majority of the names and the attributes of Allah, the majority of them are regarding His compassion and His mercy and His love and His pleasure and His rewarding kindness and other attributes like this. Of course, there is a balance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is loving and He is forgiving and He is compassionate. At the same time, He is the Almighty. At the same time, He is the one who is victorious, Al-Ghallab. At the same time, He is severe in His punishment. For those people who sin and they do evil, and then they don't seek forgiveness and they don't seek repentance from Allah, then yes, Allah is also severe in His punishment. And He becomes angry when people oppress each other and when they sin. But the majority of the names and the attributes of Allah are regarding love and compassion, forgiveness, mercy, and so on and so forth. Also, from the benefits of this ayah is that the one who follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is a wali of Allah. Every person who follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah loves him. And whenever Allah loves a person, then he is a wali of Allah. Because remember at the beginning, what are the three main themes that the wilayah is based upon? What did we mention right at the beginning? The word wali, what is it centered around? Al-Nasir, the one who aids and supports. Al-Qarib, the one who is near. And the last one, Al-Muhib, the one who loves and is loved. So the one who loves Allah by following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is loved by Allah. And therefore he is a wali of Allah. This is the first ayah. The second ayah which explains to us who are the awliya of Allah is the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 54. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ. O people of Iman, whoever abandons the religion from amongst you, then Allah will bring another people, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ, and Allah will love them and they will love Allah. Who are they? أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. These people who love Allah and Allah loves them, are their people, they are awliya. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That when it comes to the believers, when it comes to each other, they are soft and gentle, they lower themselves, they are humble with their believing brothers and sisters. أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. And as for the enemies of Allah and the enemies of Islam, then they have izzah, they have strength and they are firm. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they perform jihad in the way of Allah. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, and they do not fear the blame of those people who will blame for the sake of Allah. So this ayah, it contains a number of characteristics of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of them is that they love Allah and therefore Allah loves them. So the wali, the mu'min, has to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This deity, this God who is loving and kind and compassionate, and He blesses you with all sorts of blessings, we have to love Him. And we love Him through what? Through the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The result is وَيُحِبُّهُمْ, that Allah also loves them. Also, these people, the awliya of Allah, they are adhillah. They are people who are soft and kind, gentle, humble in front of the other believers. So they don't have with them arrogance and pride or haughtiness. Also, أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. From the characteristics of the awliya is that when it comes to the kafirin, the enemies of Allah, those who fight against Islam and the Muslims, then they are أَقْوِيَا, they are strong and firm, أَشِدَّا. Also, يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that the awliya of Allah, they perform jihad, but this jihad is done in the way of Allah. Meaning it isn't the jihad which is oppression and killing and violence for the sake of violence, that which we see around us, like ISIS and these type of extremists. Rather, it is the jihad which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam legislated with its conditions and its guidelines of al-jihad. Also, لا يخافون في الله لومة لائم, And also these people, the awliya of Allah, they don't fear the blame of the people. Meaning they call to the truth and they give da'wah, they order with goodness, they forbid evil, they give nasiha to the people, and they don't mind being unpopular or that many people will not listen to us, or we won't get a particular position if I call to the truth. They call to the truth and they do not fear the blame of the people. And also in this ayah is a benefit that Islam is not in need of the people. Rather, people are in need of al-Islam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if you leave the religion of Allah, Allah will bring another group of people and they will aid Islam and they will love Allah and Allah will love them. So Islam isn't in need of us, rather we are in need of al-Islam. And secondly, that if we aren't going to be those group of people who love Allah and follow His Sunnah and defend Islam and teach at-tawheed, if we're not going to be those people, then simply Allah will do away with us and He will bring another group of people who will love Him and they will aid His religion and they would give victory to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the third ayah, which the author rahimullah he mentions, is the ayah in Surah Yunus. And in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Verily, the awliya of Allah, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَحْزَنُونَ. They will have no fear of the future, meaning in the akhirah, and neither will they have any regret over the past. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those people who have iman and they have at-taqwa. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He directly mentions the word awliya Allah. And then He defines who the awliya of Allah are. And He mentions some of the characteristics of the awliya. So He said, verily the awliya of Allah, firstly, la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. They will not fear for the future, i.e. for the akhirah, and neither will they regret and grieve over the dunya. Who are they? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. They, the awliya of Allah, they are those people who have iman and they are people of at-taqwa. So it's as if a person is asking, oh Allah, explain to us, who are the awliya, who are your awliya who will not have any fear or regret? Explain to us who these people are. And it's as if the ayah then brings an answer to this questioner that if you want to know about the awliya of Allah, then they are alladhina amanu, they have iman, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, and they have التَّقْوَى. So this is the definition of a wali. And always, any Islamic term, whenever we can give a definition from the Qur'an, from the ayat, then we use the ayah. This is the best definition we can give. And if not, then the hadith. And if not, then from the statements of the sahaba. And then if not, then from the language. But whenever we can make tafsir of the Qur'an by the Qur'an, this is the highest level of a tafsir. So Allah mentions, Ala inna awliya Allah, verily the awliya of Allah. Somebody asks you, who are the awliya of Allah? Simple. Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. They are people of iman and they are people of taqwa. Nobody can argue with you because this is the definition which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. They are people of iman, and what is iman? It is belief in the heart. It is statements upon the tongue and is action upon the limbs. So therefore the people of iman, the awliya of Allah, they are people of at-tawheed, because this is the aqidah in the heart and ikhlas. And they are those who have iman upon the tongue, al-da'wah, al-Qur'an, al-dhikr, calling to the truth, giving an-nasiha. And iman is also upon the limbs, meaning the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as-salah, was-sawm, was-zakah, hajj, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First definition. Second definition, they are people of at-taqwa. Who are the people of taqwa? Those who fulfill the wajibat and they stay away from the muharramat. The most basic definition of at-taqwa, those people who fulfill the commandments and they stay away from those things which are haram. And then Allah said in the ayah, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, that these people, the people of iman and taqwa, who love Allah and Allah loves them, and they don't have any fear, For them is the glad tiding of this dunya, and for them is the glad tiding of the akhirah. So therefore, the wali, he is every Muslim. Every Muslim, male or female, is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because every Muslim has to have iman and at-taqwa. You cannot be a Muslim without iman and without at-taqwa. And at-taqwa means piety. So because every Muslim has to have iman and taqwa, therefore every Muslim is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wali isn't a special rank that a person has to reach. And this is a misconception today. Many people think that subhanallah, somebody became a wali of Allah, meaning he has reached a special rank in terms of his piety and how close he is to Allah, then now he is a wali, and therefore he is different from the rest of us. No. Allah explained who the awliya of Allah are. He said, "Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun." Anybody who has iman and who has taqwa, he is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if he doesn't have miracles. Or he isn't from the lineage of the Prophet, even if he isn't from the lineage of the Prophet, or he never saw a dream or anything like this, he is still a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are different levels. So the one who has higher iman and higher taqwa, his wilaya of Allah is higher. And a person who is weaker in his iman and weaker in his taqwa, then his wilaya of Allah is lower. So we believe that every Muslim who has iman and taqwa is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the strength of this wilaya, the strength of this closeness to Allah, the strength of the victory of Allah, the strength of his love of Allah and how much Allah loves him, it can differ. The higher iman, the higher taqwa, the higher wilaya. The less iman and the less taqwa, the less wilaya. But there is a base that a person has to fulfill, i.e. at-tawheed. Because as soon as a person leaves at-tawheed, then no longer he's a Muslim. Then he becomes a non-Muslim. So the basic wilaya is always there, as long as the person has the iman and the taqwa. And then the people differ. So for example, who are the greatest awliya of Allah? Ar-Rusul wal-Anbiya, the messengers and the prophets. Even the messengers and the prophets, even they differ in terms of their ranks of their wilaya. So the Rusul are better and more virtuous and more awliya of Allah than the prophets. And then even the messengers, the Rusul, amongst them they differ. So some of the messengers were greater awliya of Allah than other messengers, even though all of them were greater awliya. And they are Ulul Azm. And Ulul Azm are the five great mighty messengers. Who are they? Who are Ulul Azm? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Nuh. These are the five Ulul Azm. Nuh, Ibrahim, Isa, Musa, and Muhammad alayhim salawatullah wa salam. And even amongst these five, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the greatest wali. So you have the prophets and the messengers are the best, and the messengers are better than the prophets. And then amongst the messengers, Ulul Azm are the best of the messengers, the greatest of the awliya. And amongst all of them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi abi wa ummi salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. And then after the prophets and the messengers are the companions and the disciples. Meaning the companions and the disciples of each prophet and each messenger. The supporters of the prophets and the messengers. Now, amongst those disciples and companions, even then there is a difference. So the disciples and the companions or the aiders of Ulul Azm are better and greater awliya than the supporters and the disciples and the companions of the other prophets and the messengers. And from amongst the companions or disciples of Ulul Azm, the companions of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam are the greatest awliya. And then from amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and all of them were awliya of Allah, they differed. So the Khulafa al-Rashideen were the greatest of the awliya from the companions. And even amongst the Khulafa, they differ. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the greatest wali of Allah after the prophets and the messengers. And then Umar, and then Uthman, and then Ali. And then after that, differences amongst the companions. Also, Al-Ashr al-Mubashirin, or Al-Ashr al-Mubashirin, the 10 who were given the glad tidings of Jannah, and also Al al-Bayt, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the early ones from the Muhajirun, and those who fought the battle of Badr. These are different ranks when it comes to their companions. And then the rest of the Muslims, the scholars and the shuhada, the salihin, the people of righteousness, the people of piety, and different ranks and different levels. And then also there are certain ahadith which explain to us who the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. So in one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and it is a hadith in Qudsi, that Allah says, "Man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb." That whoever shows animosity to a wali of mine, then I have waged a war against this person. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَثْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. And the greatest thing which my worshipper seeks closest to me is the fara'id, those things which I have obligated. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. And then my worshipper, he keeps seeking closest to me through the nawafil until I love him. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ. So if I love him, when I love this person, كُنْتُ سَمْعُهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ, I then become his hearing by which he hears. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يَبْصُرُ بِهِ, and I become his sight by which he sees. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا, and I become his hand by which he feels. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي عَلَيْهَا, and I become his foot or his leg by which he walks. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ, and if he was to ask me, I will give him. وَلَئِنْ إِسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعْذِيَنَّهُ, and if he was to seek refuge in me, I will give him his refuge and protection. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioned certain attributes of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First amongst them is that they fulfill the fara'id, the fard. Because Allah said that this person, this wali, he keeps seeking closeness to me with the most beloved thing which I have, and they are the fara'id. So the wali of Allah is not somebody who abandons their prayers. Somebody says, I'm such a great wali, I don't need to pray anymore. This is not a wali, this is now a shaitan. This is the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a person can keep increasing in his wilayah of Allah by the nawafil. So a person fasts extra fast. A person gives extra sadaqah. A person makes dhikr. A person seeks knowledge. Recites Quran. Does umrah, which is nafal. Carries on doing this until it becomes more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the more effort this person makes in trying to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loving Allah, then Allah mentions that Allah becomes his hand by which his hearing by which he hears, and seeing by which he sees, and hands by which he feels, and feet by which he walks. What is the meaning of this? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides this person with his tawfiq, that then he only hears that which pleases Allah, and he only sees that which pleases Allah, and he only uses his hand in that which pleases Allah, and he only goes to those places with his feet which please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of this hadith. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. That three things, three qualities, whoever has them in his heart, he will find the sweetness of iman. What is this sweetness of iman? It is the wilayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these three qualities are found in the awliya of Allah. He said, أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سَوَاهُمَا. That Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to this person than anybody else. This is from the qualities of the awliya of Allah. وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْءِ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. And that a person loves another person only for the sake of Allah. So not because of business, not because of lineage, not because of ethnicity, not because of race, but because this person is a person of tawheed, then I love him. And then the third quality, وَأَنْ يَقْرَهَ أَنْ يَعُودَ إِلَى الْكُفَرِ. That this person hates to go back to disbelief after he has been brought to iman, just as you would hate being thrown into a fire. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ, whoever loves for the sake of Allah. وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ, and hates for the sake of Allah. وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ, and he gives for the sake of Allah. وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ and he withholds for the sake of Allah. وَوَالَى فِي اللَّهِ and he has alliances and associates and loves for the sake of Allah. وَعَادَى فِي اللَّهِ and he shows animosity only for the sake of Allah. فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ then he has perfected his iman, meaning he has gone higher in the ranks of al-wilaya. So these ayat and these ahadith, they explain to us who the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. We mentioned that they love Allah. We mentioned they follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We mentioned their noble character in terms of how soft and gentle they are with the believers. Their firmness and strength upon al-Islam. Al-jihad fi sabilillah. Not fearing the blame of those who blame. How they fulfill the obligations. How they try their best to do the nawafil. How they love for the sake of Allah. They give for the sake of Allah. They have a relationship for the sake of Allah. And all of these things which we mentioned. Notice in these ayat and ahadith, which explain to us who are the awliya of Allah, was miracles mentioned? No. So Ahlul Sunnah, our belief is that we affirm the miracle of the awliya. Meaning sometimes Allah may choose a particular wali of his and give him a particular miracle, meaning he will aid him and he will give him victory with something which was not possible. So you may find that a believer who is strong in his iman is able to defeat 10 other people. And he has the strength to do this. And this is an aid or a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the existence of a miracle is not the evidence of somebody being a wali of Allah. How many sahaba were never aided with any miracles and they are the sahaba? There were sahaba who lost and they were killed by the enemies who were upon al-kufr. So this isn't the indicator of somebody is a wali or not. We accept and affirm the miracles of the prophets and the messengers and the sahaba and the awliya of Allah. But this isn't an indicator of somebody being a wali. Also notice, nothing was mentioned in these ayat and these ahadith regarding dreams or revelations or inspiration or what they call kashf, when something is shown to somebody. Nothing was mentioned in these ayat and hadith regarding the lineage of a person. Only al-ittiba, whoever follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And shirk was not mentioned, and bid'ah was not mentioned, and leaving obligation was not mentioned, and a person having to dress in clothes which are tattered and showing his poverty. None of this has been mentioned. Only ittiba, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and fulfilling the obligations. And then the author mentions, and look at, despite these ayat and hadith, look at what people think. That now if you have taqwa, and if you have iman, and if you're seeking knowledge, and you're following the sunnah, then you're not a wali. You're only a wali if you don't pray anymore. You don't have to pray. And you don't have taqwa. And you can take the money of the people. And na'udhu billah, you can commit zina. And you have this miracle and this dream, you are a wali of Allah. And like the author, rahimullah, finishes, he said, Ya Rabbana, inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. O Allah, O our Lord, we ask you for safety and pardoning. Innaka sami'u al-du'a. You are the one who hears the supplications. Wallahu a'lam, sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.